He's looking for someone important, and I bet it's... Etum!
Dax called down to him, and the man turned to find her.
Etum Prit!
The older fellow's face lit up with a familiar warmth.
Well now, Jadzia Dax, I was hoping to run into you.
I'll be right down.
Then to Jake she added,
You were right about him looking for someone important.
Jake gave her a cocky shrug.
Call it writer's intuition.
Be good, Jake, Dax said. I've got to go say hi to an old friend.
Of course. See you around.
The shops were just starting to get crowded, and Dax had to fight through a small throng to get to Prit. When she reached him, she could scarcely believe her eyes. It had been more than 5 years since she'd seen the man, but Prit hadn't changed a bit. His mahogany irises were still sharp. Kindness and smiles had worn wrinkles around his mouth and eyes. He wore his suit stiff, and not one hair was out of place on his coiffure, nor his short white goatee.
Etum!
She threw her arms around him, and he gave her a quick squeeze before pulling back.
What an incredible surprise! What brings you to Deep Space Nine?
Prit's gentle, age-roughened voice warmed her heart.
Oh, is this Deep Space Nine? We must have taken a wrong turn.
The other members of his cohort tittered with laughter.
Can't a fellow pay a visit to his favorite Dax? He asked.
I'm not sure Curzon would appreciate you saying that.
No, I suppose you're right. He never liked being in second place.
He elbowed her.
But he's not here.
Then he turned to his small group.
Friends, I'd like you all to meet Lieutenant Commander Jadzia Dax. We go way back. Jadzia, these are the members of the Trill Shipwrights Council. We're here to discuss a mutually beneficial arrangement with the Bajoran government.
Officially, Prit was the Commerce Commissioner, charged with overseeing the Trill government's economy. His job was high stress, high pressure, and mostly on the homeworld. It certainly didn't involve sticking his nose into regular trade missions. Dax shook hands with each of the party in turn. They were an odd crew, mostly older Trill, with a few middle-aged folks. Though some of them seemed like they could stand to get out of the boardroom more often, they were generally amenable. Dax cocked her head.
You're leading a delegation?
Never too old to go into the field, I say, Prit said, spreading his hands. Speaking of which, you're pretty far flung yourself.
What do you mean?
Feels like the edge of space out here. Middle of nowhere, wouldn't you say?
Benjamin Sisko's rich baritone cut through the noise of the promenade.
A lot can happen in the middle of nowhere.
Dax turned to find her commanding officer approaching, a wide grin on his face. He was dressed in his usual, a command uniform without a speck of dust on it. He was more hands-on than most captains, appreciated decorum, and always looked his best.
Commissioner Prit, Dax said, this is Captain Benjamin Sisko. Captain, this is Trill Commerce Commissioner Etum Prit. He's a friend of mine, and Curzon's.
The captain shook Etum's hand.
You knew the old man, too?
It was a mixed blessing.
Prit winked, and Dax batted his arm.
Any friend of Dax is a friend of mine.
Sisko folded his hands behind his back and nodded.
Welcome to DS9, Commissioner. I know the commander will give you a tour. You'll find there's more to this place than meets the eye.
Prit nodded.
There would have to be to keep Jadzia interested. What do you do out here?
Science officer, she said. And I can assure you, we're never bored.
Prit's laugh took her back many years.
Of that, I have no doubt.
Do you have time to look around? She asked.
We need to get settled in and set up for talks, but I'd like to take you up on your offer.
He gestured toward the way he came.
My ship, the Steadfast, is a fine vessel, with an even finer chef.
Ah.
Sisko raised a finger.
I don't think I've ever seen Jadzia turn down a gourmet meal.